This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Financial markets are, as you know if you've been paying attention the past 4 years, a scary place. Not only is it hard to sort out what's going on between the news and the stock charts and the politics of economies here and overseas, but there's real money on the line, retirements and college funds and nest eggs. So for guidance, some traders have started to look up, all the way up, as our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore explains.
New York is full of people who make big decisions about billions of dollars. To the person on the street, like Nancy Cashel, these decisions look rational.
I would presume that it's part of a bigger plan, part of a structured idea of how to make money.
But some on Wall Street look beyond stock charts to astrological charts. They follow financial astrology. It's like the horoscope that you check every day, but it helps traders see the destiny of stock prices and the economy.
They want to have that edge. They want to know what the future is.
Karen Starich charges $237 annually for her newsletter, which goes out to around 300 traders. These days, she sees dark times in the Federal Reserve's chart.
They now have Saturn square Neptune, which is really bankruptcies.
Neptune represents money, but when Saturn shows up in a chart, it indicates restriction. So for the Fed, that means
the fiscal cliff is here, and there's no place to go but to print more money or unravel these financial institutions.
Naturally, not everyone's a believer. One trader I talked to compared financial astrology to believing in unicorns. Even those who use financial astrology aren't ready to publicize it. Art Crawford was a Merrill Lynch stock analyst before he became a financial astrologer. A money manager sheepishly contacted him recently about subscribing to his newsletter.
He said, well, my top client who runs $18 billion wants it, and he wants it in a brown paper wrapper.
A few months ago, Crawford warned his 2,000 subscribers to avoid new ventures while Mercury looks like it's moving backwards in the sky. That's a time of communication snafus. One brokerage firm paid the price, he says.
Knight Capital did not take our advice to downplay new purchases or trying new things during the apparent retrograde motion of Mercury.
Knight Capital suffered a software glitch that nearly put the firm out of business. Skeptics would chalk that up to coincidence. Both Arch Crawford and Karen Starich say the astrological charts show only possible outcomes. In New York, I'm Heidi Moore for Marketplace.